880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is Jim Freed. We're here from the Ackerman Center for Real Estate Summit 2014. We're going to be interviewing some of the top stars in real estate, some of the real thought leaders. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this short message with awesome real estate talk.
Give your group an experience they won't forget with a group outing at Marlins Park in 2014. From party areas and suite rentals to special event nights and fundraisers, you can experience Miami Marlins baseball through a variety of group packages specially customized to your group needs. Enjoy the air-conditioned comfort, incredible food options, and all of the action entertainment at an affordable price. Reserve your group tickets today. Call 305-480-2523 or go to marlins.com/groups. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. We're back with our segments from the Ackerman Real Estate Summit 2014. We're here with former Miami Beach mayor and head of the... Thank you, Neeson Kasdan. And we're also here with Steve Owens with Swire Properties. Steve is in charge of one of the transformative projects here in town. And, Steve, let's just get right into it. We've talked about how Miami is, South Florida is transforming, and you're bringing in one of the biggest projects in town. How's that going?
Well, it's a challenge, and it's going quickly. There's no time for any lost sleep in our shop.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I've got to say is I've never seen concrete fly this fast in my entire life. Now, one thing is that as we transform our society and we bring more retail, office, hotel together in the little urban areas that I think that we're starting to see pop up, it seems to me that we're going to have a transportation issue, not necessarily internal to the different urban cores, but between them. And if we head towards mass transit over a certain period of time, I've got to believe there's going to be a crunch in a 10 or 15 year cycle as we switch from a commuter society to more of an urban transportation society. Thoughts?
Well, I think that's partly true, but I would also tell you that the transformation aspect of what's happening has a demographic aspect to it. If you look at the young professionals that are actually coming into downtown Miami, their focus on how they move about and the priority of their automobile is quite different than than previous generations. And I think that has a big impact on how we'll play out in the future.
Oh, I don't dispute that. I've got a young man that's 25 years old, lives in the urban downtown core right across from the Challenger Memorial. We are our offices in Coconut Grove. It only takes him an hour to get there by bus. And when he does, he's socially unacceptable. So there's still some things we need to do to make transportation good through our different sectors. Neeson, what's going on with all that?
With transportation?
Yeah.
Well, there are some interesting things happening. And as Steve mentioned, the millennials, but not only the millennials, but even people of our generation who spend a lot of time in downtown are learning to use public transit and walk a lot more. So that those changes in habits are happening. With respect to transportation, there are a couple of, I would say, particularly interesting things on the horizon. One is All Aboard Florida, which is a privately funded inner-city rail from downtown Miami to Orlando.
Privately funded?
Yes, with stops in downtown Fort Lauderdale and West Palm. So that's going to tie into the main metro rail station. And of great interest, and something that's near and dear to my heart since something I initiated when I was mayor of Miami Beach, Baylink, the light rail.
High five to you, finally.
The light rail system, which has been on off track now for the last 12 years, is coming back with a vengeance. Both the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the county, and the city of Miami Beach are getting serious about reinstituting instituting a light rail between downtown Miami and South Beach, circulating both, going all the way up to Midtown. And, you know, you add that to this network pretty soon between Metro Mover, Baylink, you know, Metro Rail, you can connect a pretty good chunk of the urban core.
Well, that to me is the biggest issue, and the connectivity is really interesting because now I see the little trolleys riding around with Brickell and Midtown, and it's connecting all together, and it's really great, and they're full, and it's amazing. And Steve, let's go back to what you're doing in the Brickell corridor there. You're bringing something that it hasn't seen before, and that's good, solid retail alternatives. What's going on with that?
Well, retail is a big part. In fact, it's the fundamental foundation to the Brickell City Center development. Everything starts at the retail. We connect now four city blocks, and eventually it will be five. We not only connect it across the street so that the retail experience is unbroken as you travel from one block to the next, but we've also fully embraced Miami 21's concept that we have a retail shopping pedestrian experience from the sidewalk. All of the blocks will have retail on all sides, so that the walkability aspect of it in terms of experiencing as a community in a neighborhood will be completely different than what people have enjoyed in Miami in the past. And we think that is part of what makes a great city. If you look at New York or you look at Michigan Avenue or Market Street in San Francisco, all of those cities have it. And there's no reason why we shouldn't have it. In fact, arguably, we have as good a weather to enjoy in that experience as they do.
Well, I'm very excited because I saw some of your really creative designs that you have for circulation and how to keep people comfortable in South Florida. It's really, really exciting. You know, Neeson, we were talking a little bit about Miami 21. What do you see about the impact moving forward on Miami 21 as the hand of Miami 21 continues to shape the city? What are some things to look for?
Well, I mean, I think all in all, it has worked out quite well. It's promoting better urban design, particularly where the building meets the street. Contrary to the fears of some people who are opposed to it, it has certainly not restrained major new development. And to the extent that a project is so large in scale that it requires some special tweaking of the regulations, that can be done too through the special area plans, of which Brickell City Center was the first special area plan adopted under Miami 21. So I think it's working well all in all.
Well, that's terrific. We've only got a couple minutes left, but I wanted to talk to Steve about what he is or what he represents, which is the international flow of investment dollars into Miami. Miami's truly becoming an international city. Why did Squire decide to deploy more capital here in South Florida?
Well, I think at the end of the day, we see Miami as very much an up-and-coming international city. It's not the first tier. It's not the New York, London, Hong Kong, but it's a very, very dynamic second-tier city. The international awareness of Miami now has elevated dramatically in the last decade. 10 years ago, if I was traveling in China and I mentioned Miami, they say Miami Vice because that was what was on the late news. Instead, today, they're all interested in Miami, what's happening here, the residential development, the commercial side, the lifestyle in particular, the art vassal, the cultural things. All of these things have brought Miami forward in terms of its international perspective.
Well, we only have about a minute left, and I wanted to hand it off to Neeson. Neeson, this has been an incredible event. I've met some incredible people. I want to give you and your staff, as we say on the show, a high five for just improving it. I don't know how you're going to top it next year. What's on tap as we look forward to Ackerman here in Miami for the next year?
Well, first of all, thank you, Jim, for being a part of this again.
That's my pleasure.
Our Miami office, it's the flagship office of the firm, largest single law office in the state of Florida, and it's growing. It's dynamic. We're adding many just top flight attorneys in real estate and corporate specialized practice areas. Most recently, the top alcoholic beverage regulatory and licensing practice in the state, Rob Lewis's group, joined us, and so we really want to offer the highest level of legal services to the kinds of clients we have in the corporate and real estate sphere.
Well, Neeson, I want to thank you for making our show a part of your event. We look forward to continuing our working relationship on that end. And again, always thank you for providing myself and my clients with the top quality legal services whenever we come to call on you.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business. Oscar, take us away. Hi, this is Jim Freed. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes, Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose's Heroes season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose's Heroes t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself, all for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose's Heroes season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
You don't have to be a world-class athlete like the Marlins to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers to the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. Hey, they're my care team. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more from the Ackerman CenterFit Real Estate Summit 2014. We're here with my good friend, Eric Rapkin. Eric, why don't you introduce our guests?
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. On my immediate right, Daryl Parmenter, President and CEO of Parmenter Realty Partners, private REIT based here in Miami. And Bruce Mosler, chairman of Global Brokerage for Cushman & Wakefield.
Wow, you brought the stars out for me today.
You did.
I guess we're going to talk office. So, Daryl, why don't we start with you? You've always been an opportunistic buyer of office. It seems like now might be the time with the economy starting to pick up that we'd see rising vacancies. What might the impact be of the rising tide here in America on the office market?
Well, Jim, I think it's good. Let me first of all say that this is the 25th anniversary of our company, and Eric Rapkin has been representing us for 25 years.
Eric, since you were 5 years old, huh?
Exactly.
High five to you guys. High five.
So the office market, as it always is a market in transition. The vacancies are improving slowly, and they're improving along with office employment growth, as one might imagine. There are exceptions to that. Houston, a city that we're well invested in, is probably leading the country in job growth. It's maybe the only city in the country that has a number of cranes building brand-new buildings with rents that are going to be or already are at historic highs, rents in excess of $40 a foot net. So some of the highest rents in the country. We're a little cautious on Houston because of the amount of construction that's taking place and overlaying that with absorption. But overall, the markets are good. We're still utilizing buildings that were built in the 80s, but we're about to run out.
Wow, and that kind of brings me to you, Bruce, because it's your job to fill up the buildings. What are you seeing? It sounds like we're getting job growth. It sounds like the oil patch and the fracking world is driving things in places like Pittsburgh and Houston. What do you see as some good office markets coming down the road?
Well, we've seen a phenomenon occur in the last 12 months. Up until that point in time, you saw investment largely in the gateway cities, and we saw record pricing achieved in places like New York. Over 1,200 per square foot. Trophy properties were trading again at record prices. All of this, by the way, in a recovery span of less than 5 years. We saw markets emerge like Midtown South, which were traditionally $40, $50 markets, and are $70, $80 markets, and driving the growth in Midtown South and downtown and even Midtown. So there's been a remarkable recovery in that regard. Because we've seen cap rate compression this year, we expect to see investment move into the secondary cities and the tertiary marketplaces. A little bit of yield chasing is going to go on. But we think that's a sign of a very healthy gateway marketplace overall.
Well, that sounds terrific. It seems like office is starting to pick up. And one of the things that Daryl somewhat alluded to in his comments is the aging stock of the office product. Daryl, we're always going to see the top firms moving from C to B, B to A. It seems like now we're going to have them moving from A to A plus. What do you think about that?
Well, there's certainly a great deal of that occurring. Our business is value-add, where we buy buildings that we can do certain things to, for the most part, to bring them from an A to an A-plus or a B-plus to an A. So there's some of that going on, but there really is very little new construction. So the A-plus buildings would probably be those that are going to be built over the next 3 or 4 years.
So it sounds to me that there's a pretty good opportunity for retrofit in some of the B and C buildings to try to bring them up to grade. I would think that if I was an owner of some of that and I could bring the most modern technology, it seems like that might be a strategy. Bruce, you were talking about movement of capital chasing yield into some of the secondary markets. Who are some of the darlings for 2014 and 2015 on your radar screen?
So back to the investment sales side, I think that we'll see significant investment in places like Dallas. Locationally, employment base, all those things I think build in marketplaces like that. Also industry-driven, as Daryl said, Houston, Seattle. Seattle because of the tech sector. These are places that I think we're beginning to see significant action in. And I think even in strategic markets like Miami, we're going to see the pace pick up a bit.
You know, now you picked up on Miami, and I'm going to break the rhythm here, Daryl. I know I was going to go to you, but Bruce mentioned Miami for just a second. I know you're global, Bruce. When I look at a map and I see Miami and I look at the Atlantic Ocean, it seems to me like the Miami is perfectly located within all of the hemispheres to become an international hub. We hear a lot of talk about that. We hear international investors. We see them. What's your perspective?
Well, you're absolutely right. South America has been a keen investor in Miami, traditionally speaking, but largely in the residential sector. I think that we're going to see growth in marketplaces like Miami, even on the commercial side. That's been unprecedented, and I think that's going to be driven by the live, work, play, all the things you get from an office sector and a city like Miami.
Yeah, having lived here my whole life, it seems to me what we're seeing now is neighborhoods becoming cities unto themselves with traffic making it difficult. You need to see all of the little neighborhoods vertically integrated. Daryl, you live here too. What do you think about the Miami office market and the future for the next couple of years now that we've delivered some world-class buildings and we've got some more world-class buildings on the plate?
Yeah, I certainly concur with what Bruce said. I think the challenge in Miami is that Miami is not a corporate city. So it doesn't have a lot of large users, and which makes it a bit skinny from an office perspective. So even though Miami is in and is emerging into a real world-class city, and I think that'll continue, the demand for large blocks of office space is fairly minimal relative to other cities.
Well, I think that's one of the problems of getting new office buildings off the ground, and I think that's another reason why we've seen most of the new office buildings that have been built here recently been supported by foreign capital that would have what I would call, quote, the alternative agenda. Now, just a minute or two left, and I wanted to ask Bruce a question. What's the impact of technology on office? Because a guy walked up to me that works for a big company that's got a blue and red logo on, and he said, I've got my office in my hand. What is the impact of that?
Okay, so I this is one of the questions that we get quite often, and I feel pretty passionate about this. First, I would say that for the last decade, we have seen companies become more efficient. Technology has been out there for years. It has not changed fundamentally the fact that people need to collaborate, need to be in places together to think, to create. That is what drives companies' profit and bottom line. Let me give you a specific. In New York, right now, we are seeing the fire sector slow down, and that has been picked up in spades by the tech sector. Young kids want to be in urban environments, want to play together, work together, live together, and at the end of the day, that is why the urban office sector market will thrive.
Oh, and I got to translate into English. We had some jargon. I got a jargon alert here. Fire is finance, insurance, and real estate sector. High five to you. We've only got 30 seconds left. Daryl, can you give me a wrap? What do you see in office coming in the next couple of years?
Well, I think to pick up on what Bruce said, what we're seeing around the country is something, a trend that we started seeing probably 15 years ago in a project called Reston Town Center in Northern Virginia, and that is mixed-use developments in urban centers, live-work-play environments where the young people, the millennials, can gather. As we know, a lot of them today don't even have a driver's license. They take rapid transit or they take transit and don't need a car. That'll continue.
Yeah, I 100% agree. We're working on all kinds of multifamily. I call mixed use a way to cost share on an overpriced land. This is Jim Fried. I want to thank us. Eric, take us out.
Thank you very much, Jim, Bruce, Daryl. Another terrific time. Thanks again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We'll be right back with more from the Ackerman Center for 2014 Real Estate Summit. Take it away, Oscar.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Give your group an experience they won't forget with a group outing at Marlins Park in 2014. From party areas and suite rentals to special event nights and fundraisers, you can experience Miami Marlins baseball through a variety of group packages specially customized to your group needs. Enjoy the air-conditioned comfort, incredible food options, and all of the action and entertainment at an affordable price. Reserve your group tickets today. Call 305-480-2523 or go to marlins.com/groups. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Hey, everybody, the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at the University of Miami Health System, we call them UHealth on the show. You know, they're nationally ranked in the top 5% of cancer centers for patient safety in 2013. Hey, Sylvester's transformed the benchmark by which cancer diagnosis, treatment, research, and education are measured across South Florida. With more than 250 physicians and scientists, Sylvester provides unique multidisciplinary cancer care at five state-of-the-art facilities. With a profound commitment to quality cancer care, Sylvester stands among the elite cancer centers receiving the 2013 Patient Safety Excellence Award from HealthGrades and a perfect score on the American Society of Clinical Oncology's Quality Oncological Practice Initiative. At Sylvester, they continue to meet and exceed national averages for cancer patient outcomes because of their commitment as an academic cancer care center to providing customized care and access to clinical trials. So go to www.sylvester.org for more information.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Join me each week on Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. here on 880 AM The Biz for Freed on Business. We discuss topics like executive health and wellness, social media, real estate, finance, business technology, and other things that are vitally important to help you improve your business Thursdays at 5 p.m. on 880 The Biz.
Brought to you by the experts at UHealth, the University of Miami Health System.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays in Miami-Dade County, northbound 95, slow through the Golden Glades. Looks like a broken down vehicle in the right lane just north of the Golden Glades. You're going to find it slow if you're traveling on 95 near Ivesbury Road, scene of an earlier crash. And we do have delays on the Tamiami Trail with a crash now headed westbound at Galloway. Broward County, crash now northbound 95, approaching 595. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, we had that little bit of a transitional lull as Oscar dealt with a couple of technical issues, but right now it's time for me to tell everybody about UHealth. UHealth is the University of Miami health system. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. They call that collaborative care. I'm going off the script. My wife has had some very serious health issues, and I want to personally thank the people at UHealth. Her panel of doctors, led by Dr. Judy Wolger, her PCP, Judy orchestrates a team of doctors that work with my wife to put together all the different things. I don't want to talk about the individual stuff because I love my wife and I don't want to put it too far out there. But I'm telling you now, she's had some really complicated stuff and it's been like a Rubik's Cube for these people and they're figuring it out. And I must tell you, God bless them. My wife's tests this week came back almost baseline normal. These people at UHealth, they know what they're doing. So call them. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more. You heard what they're doing for me and my wife. Let them do it for you. Oscar.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here live at the Ackerman Centerfit Real Estate Summit 2014. We've got Rich Beasel and a couple of real big hitters in the real estate industry here in Florida. Rich, who'd you bring here for us today?
Jim, good morning, and thanks for having us. To my right is Tom Sinema from CNL, and next to him is Vince Signorello from Florida East Coast, as well as a few others that he'll talk about.
Oh, awesome. Well, we're going to try to get you to talk because you already threatened that you're going to be Mr. No Comment, Vince. So first of all, I want to thank you for bringing modernity to the state of Florida with your Eastern passenger line that we've been talking about. I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm sure it's going to spur some development here in Florida.
Thank you very much. We think it's a really important infrastructure project for the state of Florida. I think, you know, we're connecting, simple premise, we're going to connect the two largest cities or the two largest metro areas and the third largest state in the United States. And we've got infrastructure here in Florida that can no longer accommodate the growth. It's some of the most congested infrastructure in the country. And in our passenger rail solution will solve that.
I'm looking forward to it. I live in Midtown, and I've seen it go from absolutely nobody there to two or three light changes, and I'm hoping that we'll get a station somewhere in the Midtown area so we can live in the modern world. Now, Tom, CNL continues to evolve. What direction are you taking CNL in as we move forward?
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here. CNL is a 40-year-old company based in Orlando, and we have been active raising capital primarily in the independent broker-dealer channels for over 25 years. We've invested in a variety of real estate themes and sectors. We'll continue to do that. 2 years ago, we advanced into the alternative space and launched a corporate debt fund in partnership with KKR. We're going to do more and more of the alternative type investment strategies. And our theme going forward is to take institutional quality types of investments and give them, make them available to retail investors.
Wow, that sounds like a really exciting concept, because I know there's a lot of high net worth investors that want to get into real estate that don't know how. This sounds like an excellent access point. Now, Vince, we know that you guys are improving the infrastructure of Florida with the East Coast Railway that you're going to be doing. Do you have any other plans, perhaps linking that up with something maybe on the West Coast to create an integrated infrastructure solution?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly one of the things that's under consideration is an extension of the system beyond what's contemplated as the first phase. First phase is Miami to Orlando. We're extremely and almost exclusively focused on that right now. But we have rail access to the northern part of the state, and in previous studies in the state of Florida have included the Tampa metro area in rail studies, and so that's certainly under consideration. But we're primarily focused on delivering Miami to Orlando.
Well, as a college football fan, I'm looking forward to you putting in the Miami to Jacksonville link. It'll be great for me to use on that. Now, Tom, we've talked about the infrastructure improvement in the state of Florida. We've talked about you making institutional investments available to the individual investor. What do you think about the improvements to infrastructure, and might that have some impact on your future investment plans?
Well, I tell you, we are Vince and his company's biggest cheerleaders from the side. It's just a fantastic effort that they have undertaken. I think it's uniquely American. Where else in the world would a private sector enterprise be able to build entrepreneurially a rail passenger rail system, and with extensive research and much more efficient scheduling and time? And there's no question it will be an enormous boon to the Florida economy. We're heavily invested across Florida as well as other states, and so we're eager to see what impact, positive impact it'll bring.
Now, Vince, Tom, there was something nuanced in Tom's discussion that we probably should focus on. We've only got a few minutes left, and that's that this is a private enterprise. I've got a feeling you'll be the first private railroad built in this country in quite some time.
We will be. So it's a private endeavor, which gives us a distinct advantage in our process to both plan and develop, right? So when, you know, public enterprises have processes and systems in place that don't always support speed of execution. And so one of our primary advantages is that we can take a relatively small team of experts, assemble them around an issue, and then make smart decisions very quickly and commit capital in a more efficient way.
It's fabulous, and it's already spurring growth, certainly in downtown Miami, where you're going to have what I would term the Grand Central Station type of a situation. Lots of growth going on there. Now, Tom, what do you think the general focus of your new funds might be? Office, industrial, a mix?
We generally select themes and stick with theme investing. We've been very focused on healthcare, and we'll continue to do that. In the last 3 years, we've bought almost $3 billion of healthcare related, seniors housing, assisted living memory care, and medical office buildings. We'll continue to delve deeper into that sector. We've been active in multifamily development, and we've done that for a couple of years with great success. We're in the lifestyle themes, and we'll likely move into real estate-oriented credit and start doing some senior and mezzanine investments across the real estate sector along with our credit funds on the corporate side.
We're going to have to talk off camera. We're doing memory care and apartments. I can't wait to talk to you and your team and help you deploy some of that capital. Now, Rich, tell us a little bit, while we've got just about a minute left, about Ackerman's expanding real estate practice. I've met a number of professionals. It seems like your practice continues to grow.
Thanks, Jim. It does. And because of the faith that people like Tom and Vince put in our firm and our people, and we're very appreciative that they let us represent them, we've been able to grow tremendously over the last couple of years. Our real estate department in and of itself is about 100 attorneys and growing at this point. And we've added groups like our beverage industry that takes care of making sure alcoholic beverage licenses are at all of our clients as they need them timely, and construction, land use. All of those have seen an increase in the last 2 years. and it's continuing to grow that way.
Well, Rich, I want to congratulate you on the continuing growth of your firm. Vince, I want to thank you for bringing modern transportation solutions to the state of Florida, my home state. I'm really excited to ride that train. Please save me a seat on the initial ride. And, Tom, I'm just waiting to spend your money. This is Jim Fried. We'll be back with more from the Ackerman Real Estate Summit 2014 after this short break. This is Jim Fried. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinitis from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Attention baseball fans! The Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with more from the Ackerman Center Fit Real Estate Summit 2014. We're here with Steve Pulvey from the New York office. Getting a New York spin on what's going on. Who we got here, Steve?
Good morning. We're here with Paul Travis. Paul is the founder and president of Washington Square Partners, which is a urban developer of retail projects in New York.
Oh, awesome. Retail in New York. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Getting rates up there? Getting rents? What's going on with rents up there in New York, huh?
Rents in New York are moving. Tremendous amount of foreign tourists coming in. Rising population. A lot of economic growth, actually, in New York.
Wow, it sounds like the missing borough of Miami.
It is the missing borough of Miami. I think Brooklyn's the missing borough of Miami.
There's no doubt about that, but we're going to leave that out there. I'm not going to hit that ball. You can throw that all day long. Now, Steve, what do you guys see going on in the market up in New York, commercial real estate-wise?
Well, what we've been seeing is a lot of alternative financing. There's a large number of large-scale projects in New York, and they are still not enough commercial and institutional sources of financing to satisfy them.
Wow, that's fascinating. Is that because New York, the scale is so big relative to the transaction?
Yes. I mean, most of the projects in New York, to get them going, as Paul mentioned on his panel before, it takes several years, and they are usually very large in scale and very difficult.
Well, I know that. We're working on a hotel right now as principals in New York, and it's amazing how difficult that is. And I think one of the main features of New York that's going to come to the rest of the country is the fact that real estate deals, we call them mixed use, but what it really is a scheme to cost share. What do you think about that, Paul?
Yeah, I think given the values of land now in New York, the cost to build, which is getting up to $400 or $500 a foot to build.
No, that's not. That's
put
not
put
bad.
Aside, put aside all the other costs. Just actually the hard cost.
How about the unions?
Unions are a whole other issue in New York. That's all I'm going to say. They have my phone number.
I'll bet you they know where you live.
They know where I live. So the only way you're going to be able to justify development in New York going forward is mixing as many uses as you can. Retail, hotel, residential, above, in almost every case.
It sounds really good. You know, now let's talk about some of the evolving markets. Did you do anything in some of the more new urban areas, the SoHo, stuff like that? Because we've got new urban development here where people do what we call placemaking. I guess that's sort of what you do, too.
Right. That's what we do. We actually only work in the new markets. So we're working in Brooklyn. We're working pretty heavily in the Bronx now, which is probably the newest emerging market in New York. That's really where the growth is.
All I could say is if you need a select service hotel component to one of your deals, I'll slip you my card a little bit afterwards.
Right.
Now, Steve, what do you see as a trend going forward in real estate in New York?
Well, one of the biggest trends in New York real estate right now is EB-5 financing. EB-5 financing, which is funded by foreign investors, is a key component in almost every major real estate deal being done right now.
Now, that's interesting because a lot of the initial EB-5 guys came to me. They needed bridge financing while they accumulated all of their investors. Mm-hmm. Is there now sources for bridge financing for these folks?
There are.
Awesome.
There are. There are two basic sources of bridge financing. One is that there are now institutional commercial banks that have entered the space. They're competing with each other, and their rates are more and more attractive. There's also the venture capital players who have a completely different underwriting criteria, and they have a completely different pricing, which is two or three times what the commercial banks are charging.
All I could say is I need your card, too, because we do these hotels, and we all know that hotels are right there for EB-5 on the job creation. Now, Paul, what are you seeing as a trend in urban retail? You know, one of the things that kind of gets me a little bit is when we have all these really nice, unique, funky areas – and they get homogenized. Do you try to keep them a little bit unique when you do them?
We do. We do. I think in the future, and we talked a little bit about this on the panel this morning, you're going to see many more local tenants. You're going to see many more food tenants, particularly chef-driven food tenants. For the millennial to want to shop in these shopping centers, who is very comfortable shopping on the internet, you have to give them an experience, and they're not going to feel like they have an experience if it looks like any other shopping center. The problem with that is those chef-driven tenants and those local tenants and those interesting tenants don't have great credit. And that's actually, from our point of view, why EB-5 has been so critical, because it allows us to get a project financed that is not purely based on the credit tenant of the major leases, which is what a bank requires.
That's wonderful that you have that nuance. And I have two words to say to you about that. Key money.
Key money, yes. Yes. I don't understand that.
How much time do we have left, guys? Oscar, how much time do we have? About a minute? Yeah, we have about a minute.
Okay.
So I want to see, Steve, what do you think is going to be happening in New York relative to retail? If you could give me one good trend you see, the EB-5 money's coming in. It sounds like it's creating good, solid liquidity. You expect that to continue going forward?
Absolutely. I think that you're going to see there's a lot of building going on in the retail sector in New York in these emerging markets. And that's what I think you're going to continue to see. I don't think you're going to see any big changes in the well-established markets.
Okay. And, Paul, you think you got some projects that might need a little select service hotel component in them? What's going on?
We always need a hotel. Actually, interestingly enough, we now have in downtown Brooklyn, where there was one hotel for many years. There are now 7 hotels and 2 more on the way. So we think hotels are a great mix for us.
Well, all I can say is we got lots of good brands. This is Jim Freed. We're here with Steve Polowai and Paul Travis. We'll be back with more from the Ackerman CenterFit Real Estate Summit 2014 after this short break. Oscar, take me out.
This is Jim Freed. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinitis from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Give your group an experience they won't forget with a group outing at Marlins Park in 2014. From party areas and suite rentals to special event nights and fundraisers, you can experience Miami Marlins baseball through a variety of group packages specially customized to your group needs. Enjoy the air-conditioned comfort, incredible food options, and all of the action entertainment at an affordable price. Reserve your group tickets today. Call 305-480-2523 or go to marlins.com/groups. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to thank everybody for joining us today, especially the folks at Ackerman CenterFit. We've been here at their Real Estate Summit 2014 in Miami. I want to thank Andrew Simonian of Ackerman. I want to thank Rich Beasel of Ackerman. I want to say thank Casey McFarland of Ackerman. Of course, I want to thank you, our guests, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Our other sponsors today were Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids, Publix, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and of course, as always, you help. Remember to join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Follow me on Twitter, at Jim Freed, the show's at Freed on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Our website gets a bunch of hits every week, and that's where this week's show will be up. So if you haven't caught the whole show, you can catch it on www.freedombusiness.com. Remember, next week's show, Thursday at 5. So this is Jim Freed. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a cool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. Drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. Get on pull mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. The Jim had come bopping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe it's on a different.
old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Yeah, Big Jim got his hat. Find out where his hat is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speak